Blog Talk Radio.
The peace of mind. The peace of mind. Here we are. Where my citizens at? Where my heathens? Where you at? Let me be with you.
By design, that we live on top of the world, not at the bottom, but on top. Hallelujah. To the word at noon. I am Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you all. We pray you guys are hearing us at this time. Hallelujah. God
recording.
Is able. He is able. God is able. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get right into the message. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for this message. We thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we have these precious promises. Hallelujah. You've been given to us an exceedingly and great and precious promises. So we receive them, and we know it's a divine nature, and it's all about your grace, and we have it because of your grace. So we come, Father God, with thanksgiving. We thank you that you have declared that we can walk in your spirit. You have declared that we can walk in the light as you're in the light. So we receive that. We acknowledge that. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Father God, for all the contents. We thank you that we have access to you. Time, we did not have access to you. The only thing we had between you and eternal life was singing. But you have dropped the singing. You've allowed us to be the very righteousness of you through Christ Jesus. So we are grateful for that. We're thankful for that. And we know that Philippians 4:13 is a reality, and we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And we take that to the bank. Hallelujah. We live that. We receive that. And we said, dear Heavenly Father, we give you all the glory. We praise your name. We praise you for being the kind of God that you are, who allowed us to walk in your presence. And we just praise you for it. You have redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. And we thank you for it, and we glorify you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody agree, said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, I'm excited. I'm excited about this word. I'm excited what God is doing at a time like this. We've been talking about the revelation of God's grace. We talked about God's grace being that unmerited favor. We talked about God's grace being the kind of grace that's possible for us to pay it back. So we thank him for that kind of grace. I wish I had another way of saying it. That grace, you'll never pay it back. You can't pay it back. And that's where you got to come to know that you cannot pay God back. Man, doesn't matter what you do, what you say, you can't pay him back. But what you can do is get to know him. Get to know him by his grace and through his grace. And you do that through faith. Bible says we understand that it is through faith that we are saved, but it's by his grace. So that's what we have to do. We have to come to a place to know that it's his grace that has saved us, and it's by our faith into this grace. We praise him for it. The next scripture I want to talk about today is found over in Ephesians. Let me go to it. Hallelujah. Well, I thought I had it laid out there. Yeah, Ephesians 2:21 and Ephesians 4:15. 2:21 says, in whom all the building it is firm together and growth unto a holy temple in the Lord. God wants us to be a holy temple. That's what he wants. He wants us to be a holy temple. Ephesians 4:15 says, by speaking the truth in love, may grow up into an things which is the head, even Christ. So what I get from that is that's our level. That's where God wants us to go to. So you see, we got a lot of work to do. God expects for us to grow up and even be like Christ, man, in grace. So Listen, brothers and sisters, that is expected out of us. And God wouldn't tell us to do it if we couldn't do it. We can do it. The Bible says we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly and in charity of every one of you toward each other abound. God expect for us to grow up into his grace, operate in his grace. You know, you got to get a love for the grace of God. You got to really appreciate his grace like you never appreciated it before. That's what you grow by. That's what we have to grow in. And with that being said, I want to say this. It was given to us by revelation. This is a key point. It's revelation. Revelation is something that's been hidden, now made known. You didn't know before, but now you made known. Well, I have supporting scriptures that everybody did not have this key. Everybody did not have this access. But God has given us this access, brothers and sisters. And let me tell you, man, we have to take advantage of it. Praise God. Don't look at it like you never looked at it before. Well, in order to do that, you got to remember now, you can't be conformed to this world way of thinking. Bible says the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that practices evil and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. So the only way a lot of people will ever come to this truth, you have to expose those things that's not of God. Or they'll never come to the light of the gospel of grace because they are conformed to this world. Remember Jesus said over there in Matthew 16:23, when he was talking to the people and disciples, he was talking about Jesus turning his head to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man." So you got to be mindful of the things of God and not the things of man. Most people, they seek their own. So when the light shines in darkness and the darkness does not comprehend, the Bible says in St. John 1:5, when you're walking in darkness, you're not going to understand this light. You're not going to get it. You want to come out. I wonder what he's talking about. Well, get in the light and you'll understand. Yeah, that's how that works. You get in the know. And a lot of young people talk about things are trending. If you want to know what's happening, you got to find out what's trending and become part of that, or at least examine that, so you can know what's going on. But it's the same thing with the word of God, brothers and sisters. That's what you have to do. So Paul, he had gotten a revelation from Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in the 12th verse, "Neither did I receive from man, not was I taught it, but it came to me through the revelation of Jesus Christ." Paul knew that the message that he had 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 not came from man. He understood that. And you got to understand that once you see it in the word, you know it's not man's stuff. I don't care what man spoke it, but if it's in that word, it came from God. Hallelujah. Because in Ephesians 3:1, when we read that, Paul said, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, is beheld of you Gentiles." Notice that he is a prisoner. He was a prisoner of grace. He was a prisoner of God's kind of love. He was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He said, but yet it looked like in Rome jail, any help at all in this matter. But Paul is being shipped away, a guest of the Romans authority, that he might have an opportunity to write these marvelous epistles of this revelation. So God fixed it. So sometimes God gets you away from things. God gets you away from people. But it's only because he wants to give you his revelation. Only because he wants to give you his word. So sometimes God will shut you down with people. You be wondering, well, why certain people don't come around? Why I'm not engaged? You're so busy, God has to shut you down, man. I'm telling you, God does things like that. That's what he did to Paul. He said, for this cause, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ, on behalf of the Gentiles. Well, what he was doing was getting revelation knowledge. How do you know that, preacher? Because over in Ephesians 3, verses 2 through 5, y'all listen to this, because I want you to see that Paul was getting revelation. He says, if so be that ye have heard of the dispensation of that grace of God. Well, a lot of people don't even know that's a dispensation we're living in right now, the grace of God, which was given to me, how that by revelation was made known unto me the mysteries as I wrote before in a few words, whereby when you read, you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ, which in the generation was not made known unto the Son of Man, as it has now been revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. So he's revealing this stuff about the grace of God. So Paul dared to confess that he was what God had made him to be. So when you get a chance, read Romans 16, 25 through 27, knowing that he is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. He will establish you in that revelation. He will do it. Paul furthermore said, believe in the gospel that I preach. Let me give you some scriptures, if you don't mind, brothers and sisters. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 3. Remember the presence of God? I'll put a pen there for a moment. Most folks think that they're in the presence of God is when they're in the church building. Now, how ignorant can you be? Well, you say, oh, they're not ignorant. You say, dude, they act the same way. They won't act. They act differently when they're outside the building. And it doesn't matter to me, brothers and sisters. Folks need to hear this. This is about our eternal life. So there are certain things you have to get rid of if you're going to grow in this grace. And that kind of mindset you got to get rid of. You got to know God is present all the time. He's omnipotent. God is present all the time. You can't shut God out and bring him in when you feel like it. This is not Burger King. You can't have it your way. God is omnipresent. Know that, brothers and sisters. So the Bible says that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. That means if you're going to come boldly, you're going to come there so you can grow. Hallelujah. Everybody ain't ready for that. But Jesus, the Bible says he was full of grace and truth. Well, why was he so full? The Lord said he was full because he had to share it. That's who God is. God is grace. He's gracious. He does things. He don't have to do it, but he do it. We're the same way. Just look at some of the little things you've done in the past. Just that little act of grace, showing that God in you, moving and abiding, living in you. So we're going to grow in grace. There's three things is required. The word of God to be, brothers and sisters. You have to live by that. Then the grace, because you are saved by faith through grace. Then, of course, faith, because that's what pleases God. Without it, you don't please God. God and flesh don't please God. How much education you got doesn't please God. Now, I know some places you got to have degrees to preach in that building. You have to have certificates like a map. So they'll give you a chance just to preach in their building. That's not God, man. Let that go. You'd be better off just to preach to one or two people. And I don't mean no harm, but the Lord telling me to shut it. Sometimes we forget who we are. See, we wasn't gotten by the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled to unclean sacrifice and purified of the flesh. No, Christ's blood is much more. He is able to save to the very... You know what the Bible says? I'm going to say this, because if you get offended, and I'm going to tell you, brother, sister, God expects for us to be like him. Literally. And then can I say this? Period. Expect for us to be like him, period. And he made some provision. That's why we are talking about the revelation of the grace of God. We want you to see what's been hidden all along for us. And it was done before the foundation of the world. See, in order for man to be justified and have peace with God, the Bible says he has to deal with them in grace. That's the only way God can do it. That justify us. Because you may say, well, you know, you did this and you did that and you did this. So God said, you know what? I wiped it off the books. That's what grace does. And you can't pay me back now for that. That's something I did. I did it voluntarily. I did it before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. That's when God did this stuff. And we can't pay it back. There's no way you can pay. The wages of sin is death. But God was so intelligent. Watch this. God was so intelligent. He said, you know what? I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to give you a chance. So I'm not going to hold sin to your account. I'm going to give you grace. So that took care of the sin problem. Now, I expect for you to grow up in grace. Stop being tossed around to and fro like little babies. Grow up. Desire the sincere milk of the word of God. That should be your desire so you can grow. You'll never grow as long as you I want to operate in the flesh. That ain't how God operates, brothers and sisters. This is about our eternal life. It's always been there. It never changed. From day one or from eternity, when God spoke out of eternity and said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Think about it. What was God's image? A spirit. What was his likeness? Remember, God was in eternity. He ain't changed his mind. When he made man, he wanted man to be eternally. This stuff is just a sidetrack. It's just to get you off track, this flesh stuff, but get back focused, refocus. This is not flesh and blood. This is about being spiritual. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You're new now. This is about the revelations of Jesus Christ. I dare you right now. I dare anybody right now. Bless God. I'm going to take my time and say this. I dare anybody that will operate in the grace of God and to see if you're going to get revelation or not. If the Bible says he makes you strong when you're weak. The Lord is able to make us strong in our weakness through grace, according to 1 Timothy 1:14. Grace produced patience.
Yeah.
So we have to use grace. See, if you're going to grow up in it, this is one of the things you have to do. We have the grace. Now, see, this is the revelation. Let me be clear here. Because most folks just see the grace of being he saved you, but they miss the revelation. They miss that part that's revealing, that God is revealing, like righteousness. When you are saved by the grace of God, you get a new nature. That's what grace did right there. Bible said we become new persons, Ephesians 2 and 10. I'm not going to be too long. But everything, when he tells us to grow up in grace, our speech should be with grace. The way we love should be with grace. Everything, you know, God's kind of love is the kind that brings, that produces grace. God don't have no any kind of love. You can't compare God's love with human love. If you do, you're going to miss it. You miss it. You'll miss it trying to argue the point. Why? Because grace changes our attitude toward giving to the Lord in every way. When you're giving to the Lord, not to a project, not to a situation. So what does we have that God wants? What is it that we have? It is our spirit that's made in his image and after his likeness. God doesn't want us to devour it. He don't want us to destroy it. He don't want us to blemish it with this filthy stuff that Satan offers. That's why he tells us to come out of the world, man. Because he don't want us thinking like the world. God expects us to operate eternally. And that's what he expects, and that's what he shall get. So not everybody, but when you've been called, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. His government, the way he does things. He says, if my kingdom were of this world, my servant would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. And it's the same thing today, brothers and sisters. The kingdom that God expects for us is to operate in is Christ's kingdom, righteousness, peace, joy. Because eventually, eternal life is all predicated on that. It's in everything. I'll say that. But it has, and everything have led you to this place where you want your eternal life and what you have to do to get it. And it's through your grace. Are you saved? Not of yourself. Not of yourself. Because if you did, you'd be boasting about it. Oh, me. I this real bad. Maybe not every other word, but you put about three words in this I. Always comparing with other people. I did this, I that. Brothers and sisters, this ought to be about Christ, man. When will the day come when your light will be shining and it will speak Christ? That's what it's going to speak. Christ, not us. If it's only fair that if Christ died for all, then all should die for Christ. You will never be resurrected as long as you keep seeing you, Christ. It has to be in Christ, in whom? That's the way this was. Okay. This computer kind of form. I pray to God it stands long enough for us to have a little quick review here. Anyone have anything you want to share? Press 1. I see you, Pastor. You like to share something. Anybody have any comments, anything you want to share? Press 1. We'll let you in.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor. Great word, as always. I just wanted to read Ephesians. I think you read 2 through 6 from the Message Bible. And I'm trying to see. I just start from the first verse because it runs all together just about here. But it says, "This is why I, Paul, am in jail for Christ, having taken up the cause of you outsiders, so-called. I take it that you're familiar with that part I was given in God's plan for including everybody. I got the inside story on this from God himself, as I just wrote you in brief. As you read over what I have written to you, you'll be able to see for yourselves into the mystery of Christ. None of our ancestors understood this. Only in our time has it been given, has it been made clear by God's Spirit through his holy apostles and prophets of this new order. The mystery is that people who have never heard of God and those who have heard of him all their lives, but I've been calling outsiders and insiders, stand on the same ground before God. They get the same offer, same help, same promises in Christ Jesus. The message is accessible and welcoming to everyone across the board." Amen.
Amen.
The grace of God. And then when you look at verse 7,
we're in the dispensation of grace. So thank you so much, Pastor, for reading that out, the Messenger Bible. That was the Messenger Bible, right?
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Anyone else?
Praise God. And that seventh verse tells us it's a grace, it's a gift. Because that seventh verse reads, it says, "Wherefore I made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power." So Paul, he acknowledged that, you know, and he wasn't ashamed to tell nobody about what God is doing in his life. And neither did we. Amen.
Okay, I believe this is the overseer here, 2478, last four numbers.
God bless you. Bishop and the saints, say good afternoon to you. I can't get on and talk like a woman because I'm in the shop and I'm detained for a minute, but I thank God for hearing what I heard, still talking about grace and telling us how to embrace it. So one day I'm not going to have anyone in you and I can say what I want to say. But y'all, God bless you. Have a blessed afternoon. Know that I love you.
God bless you.
So
love
much.
You.
Amen. 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 Anyone else? Thank you so much for sharing, Pastor. Appreciate y'all.
Okay.
Appreciate you, Overseer. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? That we'll see y'all tomorrow for the